This episode may contain strong language, nudity, and dated pop culture references. Parental discretion is advised.
From a dark corner of Meltdown Comics, it's Two Packs a Week with me, Jeffrey Golden. It's me, I'm that guy. Welcome to Two Packs a Week, the trading card comedy show. I'm your host, Jeffrey Golden. Every week, we open up two packs of weird, retro, crazy trading cards. And this week, I'm very excited to have with me as my special guest. You've read his work in Mad Magazine. You've read his work in Vibe Magazine. You've read his work in the Devastator Magazine. Basically, he does all the cartoons for all the magazines. Not the New Yorker, but every other magazine. He's in there, ladies and gentlemen. Mr. Kenny Kyle.
Yo, what's up?
How you doing, Kenny?
I'm great, man. Thank you for having me.
Well, thank you for being here. Welcome to Two Packs a Week. We're going to open up some trading cards.
I'm ready.
Yeah.
I think I'm ready.
Has your whole life been leading up to this point, would you say?
Yes, I think so. Not by design.
You're actually the first artist that we've had as a guest on the show. We had comics writer Frank Gibson. So I thought it'd be good if you helped me talk about the art of these cards.
Oh, yeah.
Because this is definitely a period that we're going to be diving into. I wouldn't call it the golden era of comics. Wouldn't call it the silver era of comics.
It was shiny, though.
It was shiny.
You can't deny it was shiny.
Hologram era of comics?
I'll go with that.
Let's go with that.
Let's go with that.
So we've got Spawn trading cards. These are 8 trading cards from America's number one selling comic book. You'll notice, too, that these cards are extra tall.
I was noticing that. I'm intrigued.
They are separate in that way from other more mundanely sized trading cards.
The comic was a regular height.
Yes. Oh, good news. There's some all-new art cards are in here as well. So
great.
Great.
As opposed to,
I don't know, old art cards.
Okay.
I like all old art cards.
I'm expecting that they chopped up the comics and then just printed them on the cards.
I think they just took photographs of those busts. You know, it's because it's always like the bust of the lady from Angela. It's Angela from Who's the Boss?
That's right.
The Demon Hunter, right? From Spawn.
So
I think it's just going to be pictures of that bust, that maquette that you see at every comic book store.
That's the chase card.
We also have the Valiant era. These are your favorite heroes here, such as Exo
Manowar.
Man of the Wars.
A.K.A. Hugs and Kisses Manowar.
Hugs and Kisses. He hugs you, then he kisses you. Calls you later.
Exo Manowar.
You later to see how you're doing.
He was Conan the Barbarian in Iron Man armor.
Well, we have a lot to discuss about the Exo Manowar. This is a trading card history of the Valiant universe through 1992. Now, I also read Valiant comics, but here's the thing. I only read Valiant's Nintendo comics.
Yes.
They had Captain N, the Game Master, Super Mario Brothers.
Yes.
They also had Game Boy comics, where the little characters from Game Boy coming out of the Game Boy.
Yeah, the first Valiant comic I had was a Mario comic. I don't know how much we want to get into the history, but it was Jim Shooter, who was like an editor-in-chief of Marvel, and I believe he was sort of organizing this coup to buy Marvel comics. It was like him, like one of the managers of the Allman Brothers.
Great.
It was like a really bad Ocean's 11 sequel. but they came in low on their bid, so instead of buying Marvel, they started their own Marvel. They started licensing these old characters from the 50s and 60s, like Magnus Robot Fighter, Solar, Man of the Atom.
These are old characters?
These were from Dell and Golden Key from like the 50s and 60s.
I just assumed they were farted out by fat dudes in hypercolor shirts. I didn't realize there was a history for Solar.
It didn't start that way. Yeah.
Well, all right, pick a pack.
Even after I just talked up Valiant, I'm all about value. Spawn is taller.
Yep.
And I was feeling them earlier, and it's a good bit heavier.
All right, let's get
Don't use your teeth.
Let's get in there.
I love that sound.
So good.
Man, that is gratifying.
So good. I'm going to give you some of these to read, too. They
all
are,
right.
So first things first, they are all stuck together. So somebody clearly masturbated into the pack before sealing it. That's pretty cool. Here's your boy, Magnus Robot Fighter.
Yeah.
He is bleeding a lot, and he's bleeding red blood, which is different than the black blood that one often sees in comics today. It's a bunch of robot parts. He's sort of crouched over these parts, and the city is being destroyed in the background.
Mm-hmm.
So he is having a hard time finding brunch. That's what this is depicting.
Yeah.
He's just really having a tough time of it in burning future Portland. Got to wade through all these robots. And let's see. It says, Magnus, robot fighter, arriving at the asylum on Phobos. Is Phobos a planet or is Phobos a city? Do you remember?
Don't recall.
Is Phobos a drug that I can buy over the counter? By the way, there's a little Upper Deck hologram triangle.
Oh, yes, Upper Deck. Shout out to Upper Deck.
Shout out to Upper Deck and how triangular that logo is.
I didn't even like sports, but I loved shiny triangles and holograms.
I would just buy all
the garbage they made. I was all about it.
But these things, I think they claim that one of these cards was hologram, but I think they just mean that logo is hologram. I think they were purposely being a little bit tricky with us here. Let me look at another one here. Good news. There's a checklist.
Yes.
And this is crazy. We've been doing this is our seventh episode. This is the first proper checklist that we've gotten out of all these trading companies. I used to get checklists all the time.
Did you like that?
No, I hated it.
Yeah, that seems like it sucks.
Bane of my existence.
That's one of your eight, correct?
That is correct. It really feels like a ripoff.
Hey, kid, here's all the cards you could have gotten.
I know. They're mostly just Magnuses and Solars. It like lists comics 1 through 32, and it's Magnus, Solar, Exo, Magnus, Harbinger.
Sounds like a future song. That's amazing.
Here's one more for you. Okay, this one. This is my favorite so far.
Okay.
It's a guy, can't tell if he's only wearing dark shorts or if he's just naked, but he's on the floor grabbing his head in pain, and there's like a glow around him. There are these five people around him. They all look like rejects from other superhero teams. Nuclear guy who's got a red suit, the classic Geordi LaForge visor and nuclear symbol on his chest. A boy and a girl wearing blue and red spandex. Another person wearing a blue shirt with jeans.
Oh my God. Then
not Jubilee.
Let me
from
see
the X-Men.
This thing. Oh, this is so sad.
On the back, it says it's from Harbinger.
Looking like a superhero intervention. He doesn't want to hear whatever they're trying to tell him.
Stop drinking. It's like, I'm not horny cat. You're horny cat, nuclear guy.
Yeah, he's naked. That's like a spot black shadow just to cover his junk.
All right, what have you got? Have you got...
Yo, we got to, like, okay, so this stuff obviously hasn't aged well, and I know nobody can see this, so I'll keep it brief, but I just want to point out that you have gradients.
Yes.
And that was a big deal.
Gradients in the 90s were everywhere.
Oh, yeah, no, it was
gradients are kind of cool again now,
yeah.
I feel like, in a retro sort of way. I see people using gradients ironically.
Yeah, no, we wielded it kind of with the same responsibility as, like, dinosaur DNA in Jurassic Park. Yo, first I want to call... Can I say bullshit?
You can
and
definitely
furthermore,
say...
furthermore, can I call bullshit?
Please call bullshit.
On this bullshit. This is a deck of eight cards, correct?
Yeah, pack of eight cards.
We've already uncovered an...
A checklist, which is the worst.
And I've got a duplicate.
What?
I've got a duplicate.
Oh, that's horrible.
So, and it's a terrible card. It's a terrible card.
What is the card?
Oh, man. Okay, so this one comes from Hardcore.
Good.
But it's hard.
Again?
H-A-R-D.
Please tell me it's an acronym.
It's an acronym. And I don't remember. I might have never known. And then core is C-O-R-P-S. On the back of the card.
Hard corpse. The team.
Hard corpse. So, yeah, I think Bob Layton was the artist on these. He was, He kind of like known for being one of the definitive Iron Man artists.
Great.
In the 80s. Again, kind of not indicative of the Flash of the 90s, sort of like the period before that, but still dope artist.
Not chromey enough.
Yo, this is crazy. So on the back of the card, you actually have a little inset illustration. It's a man who looks to have stuck his fist in his adversary's mouth, then activated a green force field sphere within said adversary's cranium, causing it to explode. You can see blood.
Oh, you can
see nose bones and hair.
Oh, yeah.
Clumps.
Look at that. Well, listen, I can't tell
you. That should be the card. The front of the card is the before picture because that big guy is holding him up by the neck. And then I guess the back of the card tells you the rest of the story.
I can't tell you how many times this happens. A friend will have borrowed a book, and I'll be like, did you bring back my book? And he's like, oh, no, I forgot. And then I reach into his throat and punch up into his cranium, and that's where the book is. And his head explodes into green force field. And I'm like, oh, there's my copy of Strange Tales.
That is a strange tale.
Yes, it certainly is.
So that one happened, and then it happened again.
Which is ridiculous.
This horrible card.
Listen, the hard corpse.
Oh, shut up. The cyborg soldier. But how do you think they spelled cyborg?
Please tell me with the P-S-Y Borg.
P-S-I hyphen Borg.
Yes, they get in your head. They have psychic abilities.
They do.
Robots with psychic powers. You figure it out, America. Do you think these things were created with a wheel? Where it's just like psychic, cyborg,
yes,
caveman, alien suit, and they just spin a wheel.
He's
a
cyborg
who... is a cyborg. He's a double cyborg.
These are comics against humanity. So this is the cyborg soldiers of the hardcore are made, or corpse, are made to retreat from their embattled base by Harbinger forces. Later, the cyborgs finally have time to mourn their fallen comrade, Maniac.
Maniac. Classic.
R.I.P. Drunk and vengeful.
Wait a minute. Maniac is drunk and vengeful?
Sorry. That's full stop and then new sentence. Drunk and vengeful, gunslinger, and the others go AWOL, just mad acronyms, to kill Big Boy. Denied their powers, the cyborgs fight a losing battle until Softcore.
There's a soft corpse?
This is spelled like softcore. Like
softcore pornography.
Like softcore porn, straight up.
They invade hotel rooms. They have a lot more story than you want them to.
Where did this charge come from? Softcore grudgingly grants them shield power, which Shakespeare uses on Big Boy.
Is it Shakespeare?
With a shot.
Spelled S-P-I-H-I. Is he psychic Shakespeare? That's what I'm trying to add.
This is the end of the card, so they probably got tired. So it's just pretty straightforward.
I like the idea that they make up the cards first, and then they do the comics.
So two of those trash cards.
What are the other two cards?
Okay, so this one looks kind of dope to me. This is Solar, Man of the Atom. His costume is one of my favorites of the costumes you're not supposed to like. Because it sort of looks like Cyclops, but it's all red. He's got the visor and like the full body spandex.
Is this with the nuclear?
Yeah, he's got the nuclear
logo. Oh, I was making fun of him earlier. Great.
Yeah.
Okay, good. Who is that?
That's Solar, Man of the Atom.
Oh, but he seems to be caught in Spider-Man's spider web. Or is that a different web from a legally distinct Valiant hero?
This is BWS. Shout out to Barry Windsor Smith.
Ooh.
Really gorgeous line work going on right here, being sort of mutilated by the gradients and colors. He looks like he's in Spider-Man spiderwebs. There's a little bit more of a technological feel to them. They could be USB cords.
All right, let's open up some Spawn.
All right, let's do this. The Spawn, 8 trading cards from America's number one selling comic book. Copyright 1995. Todd McFarlane Productions.
Todd McFarlane.
Incorporated. I don't know if the mic's picking this up, but you can actually hear corn songs coming out of the wrapper. Jeffrey, have you ever had a guest who couldn't get their pack open?
Well, this would be a first.
Okay. Oh, I got it.
Oh, all right. Thank God.
Good radio. That was like the suspense.
I was trying to think of a corn song, and I couldn't think of a
corn
song. Didn't they do a cover of Word Up? Word up.
Yeah, let's go with
it's
that.
The corn word. No matter how you corn it, you know that you'll be a bullet in your brain. All right, so what do we got Ooh. Here?
You want to cut
Ooh,
the deck?
Yeah.
So I'm going to give you a few.
Give me a few.
These are really tall cards. You can feel it.
These are so tall.
They kind of hurt to hold, to be honest.
Oh, my
God. Not very ergonomic.
One thing that's cool about these cards as opposed to the Valiant cards is that these cards actually have the name of the artist on them.
Oh,
so,
shots fired.
Burn, Valiant.
Well, no, is that because they're all Todd McFarlane?
No, I so wish that was the case. But no, apparently a lot of other people do spawn art,
yes.
As evidenced by these trading cards.
Greg Capullo was pretty amazing on the book. If you stuck with it that long.
How long did you stick with Spawn?
I was in a pretty deep, committed relationship with Spawn for, I would say, at least 3 years.
Did eventually the timer run out on your ability to tolerate Spawn?
That sand in the hourglass.
Yeah.
It runs out for us all eventually. And yeah, you just got to a point where, I was cool.
For a while, I was like, all right, I'll do Spawn. I'll see what Spawn is all about. Not for me. I think I read like 10 issues, and I definitely watched the HBO show.
Okay.
But to be fair, I watched everything that was on HBO late at night because I was always looking for the real sex documentaries. So I was like, oh, okay, it's Spawn. It's a cartoon. Okay,
yeah, that's cool.
That's cool. All right, now where's the real sex? The pony people who ride each other like ponies. That was where my head was at as a teenager.
I feel you. I had multiple copies of many of the real sex documentaries, but then also the Spawn comics.
Well, it was a collector's boom. You're going to get rich in the 90s from collecting comic books.
I fell for that. And then I held them because in my mind, I'm like, oh, well, the Death of Superman comic, it was going for like $75 the weekend it came out. And I was like, well, if it's already up to $75, imagine what it'll be worth in 20 years.
That graph just
the answer is cover price. Yeah.
That's right. Yeah.
I didn't really understand the world.
Now worth $2.99.
Now I just have boxes of this stuff. But
all right, let's dig into some Spawn. So we've got one picture of a demon hound in the foreground, and he is snarling and drooling. And in the background is our black to red gradient Spawn hanging out in the background.
Yeah.
And he's sitting in his darkened lair, not unlike us right now here
That's
at Meltdown Comics. Tremor is startled when Spawn's silhouette suddenly appears at the window. So there you go. I would be startled. Art by Tim Sale. See?
Oh, that was Tim Sale.
That's Tim Sale.
Wow.
That's your boy Tim Sale, your best friend, Tim Sale.
Yeah, I mean, he's been in the game longer than I knew. Spawn's cape, man. I mean, I know everybody talks about the cape.
What do you say? What's your hot take on Spawn's cape? Hot take meaning 20
years. Same as it ever was. It's dope. I love it. Where are you going to find a cape like this?
It's America's best
Again,
cape.
Living sentient cape.
Yep. You had to.
You had a friend. He always had your back.
You got a cape. And
he could have popped the collar up. It looks like demon horns. He's got the little skull. It was like shelter, because Spawn was very progressive. He was like the first homeless superhero.
So he could turn it into like a cardboard box. That
cape. Nah, he had access to cardboard boxes. He also had a throne made of skulls. I don't really know where he got that from.
Yeah, or where do you keep it?
In the alley. In the alley. Yeah.
No one would steal your bone throne in that alley. I leave furniture in alleys all the time. It never gets peed on. Yeah. It never disappears.
Yeah.
What do you got there?
Okay. First one. Very dramatically lit shot of Spawn jumping over the city, the moon glowing in the background.
It's like E.T.
Spawn just lousy with chains. Just
yeah.
Chains everywhere. Look, this is
very
like,
convenient.
Yeah.
Carrying around all those chains.
And he had to be careful with his powers because he had sort of unpredictable powers that were on a timer. You can come back to life. You can be a Spawn. But when you run out of powers, when you run out of juice, you're done.
You're done. Game
so
over, Spawn.
I think that's why he also has a huge
cock
rifle.
Oh, rifle. Oh, yeah, yeah.
So the chains and the cape, he's got a lot going on.
He's
it
got
seems
a
like
lot.
A hindrance.
Spawn has a lot going on.
Yeah.
I tell you.
Baggage.
Yeah, baggage. Just I've been saying it lightly. Oh, it looks like you got something cool there. You got a pamphlet of some kind.
There are chick tracks in every deck. It's a checklist for the action figures.
Oh, my God.
If I could have swung the action figure, I'd have the action figure.
Right, come on,
I
guys.
Wouldn't be sitting here cutting out the characters of the trading cards, gluing them to popsicle sticks, and pretending they were action figures. We got two really good ones. I don't
Ooh,
know where to go.
What you got?
All right, this is Angela.
Angela. Mona. Samantha, Angela, why are you wearing that crazy costume where I can see most of your body all of the time? But there's also some black ribbons or something and a bunch of guns. Who's the boss around here if you've got so many guns and little black ribbon pieces?
She's got an axe. She's got multiple swords. I don't know what any of this stuff is tethered to. Again, it could be a living, sentient costume. It just knows where to go. She's fighting medieval Spawn because Spawns have been around forever. The legacy was also a big thing in the 90s.
So it's Blackadder. It's the same Spawn problems in every generation. Is that a hologram?
I don't know what the hell this is.
It's not a hologram?
It's translucent plastic and... Okay, I kind of see Spawn.
Is it Spawn?
And you have to hold it to the light behind it.
Oh, yeah.
This is like that moon riding from The Hobbit.
Great.
You got to hold it up to the light. It says something. Todd, shut up. Don't tell me it says Todd McFarlane all over it.
Yeah,
Todd Chrome. It says Todd Chrome all over it.
That's Todd's special chrome.
Todd Chrome.
Let's go to Todd McFarlane's house. He'll give you his special chrome.
So, yo, it wasn't the golden age. It wasn't the silver age. It was the Todd Chrome age.
We did it.
And then Spawn's kind of over the type, but he just looks like a black silhouette with the eyes. And then when you hold it to the light, you can see the details of his costume, which includes a lot of straps, spikes. Chains are surprisingly understated.
You don't need chains when you got Todd Chrome.
Hell no. Look at this. This is kind of like weirdly beautiful in a trashy sort of way.
I mean, the Todd fact that Chrome. It says Todd Chrome all over it kind of ruins the effect. All right, my friend. It's time to trade.
Okay.
Time to trade cards.
Oh.
Wheel them and deal them.
All right. You ain't getting my Todd Chrome.
I think I might be able to get your Todd Chrome. Here's some cards I think you're going to want because they'll connect you with childhood memories.
Oh, I see your game. Give me to open up.
We're talking Magnus Robot Fighter. We're talking Exo Manowar, putting a green blaster through a Roman soldier. And... not the soft corpse, the hard corpse.
Oh, okay.
What do you say? What do you say? 3-for-1 on Todd Chrome.
Well,
you got the hard corpse. Did I mention Exo Manowar?
This is Todd Chrome.
I know.
Understand.
I know, and that's why I threw in as a special bonus Magnus, the robot fighter.
I'm gonna tell you this because we're friends. And because I'm getting a weird rash where I was holding this card a minute ago, you've got a deal.
All right. I'm just going to hold it with gloves.
Yes.
What do you want from me? What do you want to trade here?
All right, man.
You want my checklist? Can I trade you my checklist for your list of action figures?
Yeah.
Yay. Worst trade ever.
I got a full set of checklists.
Oh, man. In 1995, there's going to be like 8 Angela action figures.
Oh.
All right, now I've got a question for you, Kenny.
Yes, sir.
You make comics.
It's true.
Who are the Rhyme Travelers?
They're an interstellar hip-hop and funk band traveling the multiverse, going from gig to gig, saving the galaxy in the process. It's an all-ages comedy sci-fi book. It's drawn and co-created by myself with the co-creator and writer Gustavo Alberto Garcia Vaca. We just released the 3rd issue. It's on Comixology digitally. You can find hard copies here at Meltdown, I'm pretty sure.
Damn right you can. You're in an upcoming issue of Mad, right?
Yes.
You're in the next Mad?
Yes, sir.
I gotta say, if you haven't picked up the Weird Al issue of Mad, do yourself a favor. Pick up the Weird Al Yankovic issue of
that
Mad
was a
Magazine.
Good issue.
It's got 8 Kenny originals in it, and they're all great.
Yeah. Thank you. That's amazing. Yeah, I love it.
It loves you. That awkward bit of back and forth complimenting here. Kenny, I'd like to thank you so much for being on the show.
My pleasure. This was a blast.
A blast, like a laser blast through a gladiator soldier as delivered by Exo Mano Hardcore.
It was a fist of fun through my cranium. Todd Chrome.
Todd Chrome.
Two Packs a Week was produced and engineered by Mason Booker. Opening theme by Matt Myers. Break music by Lee Rosevere. Logo by Kenny Kyle. If you like the show, please rate and review us on iTunes. It helps us find new listeners. Follow us on Twitter at Two Packs a Week. That's TWO. And me at Jeffrey Golden. That's Jeffrey with the G. Special thanks to Meltdown Comics at 7522 Sunset. I left a bunch of these cards at the store for y'all to take. I'm your host, Jeffrey Golden. Hey, be good to each other.